Hello, people. Welcome to my podcast. I am your host, Emily.
And I'm Caitlin.
Yeah. You haven't been on for a while, have you?
Yeah, that's why I was kind of awkward.
You were like, should I?
I was holding my
should
hands.
Should I clap or not?
Yeah.
So today we are talking about Munchlax and Snorlax. So, Munchlax is number 446. Its type is normal, and it's known as the Big Eater Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Snorlax is 0.6 meters tall, or 2 feet, and then it weighs 105 kilograms, or 231.5 pounds. What would you say it looks like? It's a little midget, first of all, because
it's weird.
Only 2 feet.
Yeah, it looks weird. It... I don't know how to describe it. It's
kind of
just
like
weird.
A bunny, almost. Like a...
It has bunny ears.
A weird bunny.
Strong, pointed triangle ears. Big, pointed triangle ears. On top of a very large, round head.
Yeah.
A big body, because he's fat. And he's got, like...
And he's happy, and he's proud.
Yeah. And he's got, like...
jagged.
Yeah, like... It looks jagged on the edges, like, sharp and pointy. But it's probably just fur.
His hands. Oh, I think these are his hands.
Yeah, those are his hands, and it looks like he's wearing a dress.
But that's just jagged fur, or maybe matted fur.
Who knows?
And he has some long toenails there.
Yeah, nails. 3 of them. And potato feet.
Potato feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And he has some fangs.
Yeah. He is navy blue for the most part, and
he's got some.
He's
got
a
white
beige
stomach.
Yeah, beige coloring, like, on his feet and, like, in the center of his chest. And on the bottom half of his face.
So, we have an episode, Season 8, Episode 25, Very, Very Interesting. I also just want to say, in case anyone's watching the episodes that I put in the description, so for the Pokemon site, the episodes aren't always available, like certain seasons. So, just to help you out, for those of you who watch the episodes, I like to use the site Watch Anime Dub. And then it also has Anime Sub, but it's www.wcostream.net, and it has, like, it has cartoons there too. And it has all the episodes of SpongeBob. And Pokemon, obviously. And it's free, and you don't need an account. You literally just search it and then press play.
Interesting.
That's one of the sites that we use for this episode.
Oh.
So, anyways. So, in this episode, Ash and friends were making Pokemon food, as I understood it.
Yeah, like berry cubes in a berry blender.
I think they called it Pokeblock.
Something. No, berry block. Berry block.
Are you sure? Berry block?
Because it was made of berries.
Well, yeah, they were making poke food. I'm going to call it poke food.
Okay.
And so, this girl, May, one of Ash's new companion, made this food, and,
it was like poison to everyone.
Everyone turned red, purple, or green after they ate it.
It was the infamous black cuisine.
Black cuisine?
Yeah. Food that's so bad, it should never be served.
Never heard of that.
It's in a lot of different other anime, like black cuisine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Poison cooking.
Yeah, it was, it was very... It was inedible.
Yeah. And then a wild Munchlax
walked
into the Poke Center, because that's
where
they were.
Yeah.
And then...
It ate all of May's Poke food.
Yeah, and then she was
so
happy.
The Pokemon ate. And she was like, oh, maybe my food wasn't that bad after all.
Yeah.
So, then Team Rocket shows up as, like, food testers.
Yeah, professors.
Professional
food testers.
Pokemon food tasters. Mm-hmm. And they try Mei's food, and,
Jessie liked it.
Yeah, she loved it.
What a freak.
Wanker! Yeah. And so they secretly stole all the Pokemon food that was there.
While they were distracted. They had their Pokemon Meowth and
Wobbuffet
steal all the food that was there.
Mm-hmm. And so everyone's like, where did all our food go? And they all blamed the Munchlax that was there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Munchlax are like, okay, I'm leaving.
Yeah, whatever, it's not my business. I'm going to eat more food.
Yeah, just left to get more food, and these people that were at the Poke Center that were mad that their food was stolen, they didn't know it was stolen. They thought Munchlax had eaten it.
Mm-hmm.
Chased Munchlax and tried to attack him, but Mei was like, how do you know it was Munchlax? You didn't see him eating it.
Mm-hmm.
And so she wanted to capture him to, as a means to protect him, I guess.
Yeah.
And
she failed for a while.
Yeah, she tried using her Combusken, but, like, the Munchlax wasn't even trying to battle.
But it still didn't get caught.
It still, yeah, like, the Combusken would, like, attack. But then the Munchlax, at last minute, bent down to pick up the food, and then Munchlax, like, hit its head on a tree or something. Stupid stuff like that kept happening.
No, the Combusken hit its head on a tree.
Yeah, that's what I said.
You said Munchlax.
No, the Munchlax bent down to pick up food,
uh-huh.
And that sent the Combusken flying past and
up in the trees.
Yeah.
Several times.
Yes. So, anyways, that happened, and then Team Rocket find out that Team Rocket had actually stole the food.
Yeah.
And they battled Team Rocket, and all the food that Team Rocket stole was
falling from the skies.
Right out of the sky!
From their little airship. And Munchlax had its mouth wide open just following the food, and then
while the Munchlax was distracted with eating, Mei
threw a Pokeball at it,
and it ate the Pokeball.
Yeah. But it ended up being caught.
Yeah, so I don't know how the heck that worked, but okay.
Yeah.
So, Mei got to capture the Munchlax. So, moving on. We have the evolved form now, Snorlax, number 143. Type is still normal, except it's known as the sleeping Pokemon, and it looks like it's sleeping right now. It's 2.1 meters tall, or 6 feet 11 inches. That's really tall.
Mm-hmm.
But I've met someone that's 7 foot, so.
Oh, wow.
Then it weighs 460 kilograms, or, oh my gosh, 1,114.1 pounds. Did I read that right? That's what I said.
Oh, yeah. 1,014.1 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Wow. It's a big boy.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a plushie.
It looks like, also, the gender ratio, most of them are males. Like, 87.5%. So Snorlax looks like a big, looks like a big, round blueberry with some ears and some arms and a white stomach and face.
Feet. And feet.
Yeah. It looks very cuddly though.
Yeah.
like, you could sleep on it very comfortably.
Be a good nap partner.
Yeah.
They'd be good at
if
cuddling.
It's not sleeping on top of you.
Yeah, or you'd die.
You'd die.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, we had an episode, season 2, episode 39, Snack Attack. Ash and friends were visiting these grapefruit islands, and
Ash said, wow, those grapefruits are really big, and he picked one up, and then this lady like, came out of nowhere. Yeah, and she tried to hit her with a stick, but he held up his backpack to not, he's like, not the face.
No, Ash's noises are so funny. He was like, ah, ah.
Yeah. Anyways, they're like, we're not the thief. We just saw these. We wouldn't pick them if we knew they were someone's. We thought they grew naturally.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, well.
Someone's been stealing my grapefruits, like a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh. So then,
a little minion of the lady came in to report.
One of the workers, yeah.
We found the thief.
And they run to find that it was Snorlax figures, and they weren't sure how to stop Snorlax. They tried forcefully grabbing him, but he literally just flaxed them away.
Yeah,
like three grown men just swatted them like flies.
Yeah, they also tried battling
with their Pokemon.
Yep, and that didn't work. And they also tried gathering up all the grapefruit before the Snorlax could get it,
but
then the Snorlax went straight to the fruit that they picked.
Because it was all in one place now.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
anyways, he moved from one island to the next.
And they're like, oh crap, we gotta do something.
Yeah.
Because they will eat this whole, because it was eating the trees too. Not just the grapefruit, it was eating the bushes and the branches.
Yeah.
So, and it literally ate all the fruits on a whole island.
Mm-hmm. For several islands. The first and the second.
Yeah. It was going to the second one, right?
No, it was going to the third one.
Oh.
Yeah. I think. Anyways. They finally figured out that what they need to do is to make
Jigglypuff.
Yeah, to
sing.
Yeah, to make the Snorlax sleep.
So they made a stage just for Jigglypuff and a sign with lights.
Yeah.
Flashing lights.
Yeah. So. And Jigglypuff appeared and put Snorlax to sleep, and Ash caught it and then fell asleep too.
Yeah.
The yeah. end.
That's what happened.
Oh, and at the end, like, where the Snorlax ate all the trees, there were, like, new sprouts growing.
Yeah. That was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Anyways,
maybe
that was
it was
the
like
end.
his special poop causes
who knows,
regeneration.
Who knows? That was the end of the episode.
Yeah. So now we will have our ratings out of 5 stars.
Okay.
So starting with Munchlax. Want me to?
No, that's fine. I don't like the design, but I liked Munchlax in the episode.
We can both relate to Munchlax and Snorlax.
Yeah. Eating and sleeping.
I eat, I sleep 12 hours a day. You can ask my sister. I literally sleep 12 hours every day.
A lot.
However, I don't drink any energy drinks. Like, I don't drink pop. I don't drink caffeine or coffee. So, you know, a lot of people do. But instead of doing that, I just sleep. So, anyways.
What would you rate Munchlax?
Well, I don't like its design as much as Snorlax.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It had a nice personality.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll give it 2.5 stars.
Mm-hmm.
because I think its design could be better.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Like, their design is not that good. I think I'll give it a 2.
Oh, you don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like its personality, but yeah. I hate the design.
Yeah, it. I don't know
they
about the design.
They could have done a much better job.
Yeah.
So, 2 stars.
Okay. Now we will rate Snorlax out of 5 stars. What do you want to rate it?
Like 3.5 maybe.
Okay.
It's average, but I like it, kind of.
I will give it 3 stars. It's cute, and it's funny, and it's relatable.
Mm-hmm.
So, and its design is cool. I mean, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anyone that actually dislikes Snorlax.
Mm.
Like, I haven't met anyone. So, yeah. Now we will have our Pokemon tournament.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah. So, before this episode, my favorite Pokemon was Butterfree, and yours
was Bulbasaur.
Yeah. And in this tournament, who will rise,
who will fall,
and the victors are Butterfree.
Bulbasaur.
Yep.
But I did get swayed.
You did?
Yeah.
I was wondering if you were gonna...
Yeah, I got swayed while watching the...
Oh my god. Do you remember that scene where Ash had his Bulbasaur fight Snorlax and Snorlax fell right on top of Bulbasaur?
Yeah, just turned into like a piece of paper.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I got swayed watching the Munchlax episode, actually. Not the Snorlax one.
Oh.
Yeah. I know I don't like the design, but I really liked the... personality. I was like, oh, he's so cute. I think he's cuter than Bulbasaur. And then I was like,
what am I saying?
Yeah.
Cuter than Bulbasaur.
Yeah. And then I saw the picture on the web, like out of the episode, and I was like, yeah, he's not that cute. So it's still Bulbasaur.
Yeah.
But I was swayed.
Well, you knew about Snorlax before this episode.
Yeah, I did.
But you didn't know about Munchlax, right?
Yeah, I didn't know Munchlax was a thing.
Yeah, that's the pre-evolved form that came later, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. Or, do you have any last words?
No. I was trying to think of something to say if I needed to say anything.
Or a question.
I was trying to think of something, but I can't.
She can't today. She just can't.
What? Oh, I got one.
Okay.
What is the Pokemon you most relate to?
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I know you said you related to Snorlax or Munchkin or Munchlax.
We have to answer the question ourselves. You know that, right?
I don't know that many Pokemon.
Well, of the ones you know, which one do you relate to the most? I want to say Magikarp for me. Oh my god.
Maybe Slowbro?
Slowbro?
Yeah, stupid. It's slow?
Stupid!
Yeah, maybe Slowbro.
You're smarter than me, though, so, like...
Yeah, but Magikarp isn't that smart, so... Anyways...
We're so mean to ourselves.
Yeah. What Pokemon do you think you relate to most? What Pokemon most resembles
if you? If you were to be a Pokemon, which one would you be? Or is that a different question?
That's a different question.
Okay, So, if you were...
What Pokemon do you think is most like you?
Yes. And why? Or just say what Pokemon
you
think
you don't
is
have
most
to say
like
why.
You. Or if you want to, you could.
Yeah, you don't have to. It's optional. Just like answering the question.
Well, it's fun when more people comment, so.
Yeah.
I encourage you to.
It'd be nice to read your responses, because she tells me them sometimes.
Yeah, the funny ones.
Yeah.
Anyways, thanks for tuning in, and see you next time. Bye.